The Netball Show with Flyhawk. Raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It is a Netball Show with Flyhawk. Delighted to speak to Karen Gregg after title-winning AO Manchester Thunder. Karen, we're a few days on, but have you recovered yet?
I actually don't think I have recovered yet, Andy. I'm absolutely exhausted. It feels like I've been hit with a sledgehammer, to be honest. But, yeah, it was an unbelievable weekend. And kudos to the Netball Super League and all the staff there for putting on such an amazing event at the Co-op Live. First sporting event ever to be held there. And I think they absolutely smashed it.
What was it like actually leading into things, obviously, that week? And did you sense early on in the week that something special was going to happen, I suppose?
I think you've always got to have belief that, one, you can win, and two, that it's going to be amazing. And, you know, the girls have been doing a great job of just making sure that their heads have been in the right space, the right frame of mind, that they're able to go out there and have true belief in themselves, that they're able to get out there and get a job done and win. So the fact that they were able to do that on home turf, even though obviously it's not our home venue, you know, it was super proud that they were able to put on a great show in Manchester. Honestly, it was goosebumps at times, the build up, the player walk on. It was absolutely unreal. And for players to be able to keep their heads in those moments and still go out there and perform, yeah, really, really proud of what we were able to achieve.
Maybe that was more an inspiration instead of adding a bit of extra pressure.
Yeah, and to be honest, I don't know how much of it the players saw, actually, because I know we saw it and it was goosebumps. I could see a few people were in tears because it was really, really inspirational. And the players probably did actually feel that buzz. So hopefully, yeah, they thrived off that buzz of that build-up and, you know, were able to go out there and channel that energy.
As fans, we obviously anticipated a great final ahead, but did you feel it leading into it, especially against Pulse?
Oh, we knew it was going to be an unbelievable final. We've had some great matchups. You know, we'd already played them three times this season. You know, obviously they took our scalp down in round one, and then we were able to overturn that in round 11 in the major semi-final. But all the games were tight. There was not a lot in it at all, stats-wise, performance-wise, and the performance that Pulse had put out the week before in the prelim final against Loughborough, we knew they were bringing their A game. We knew what they had in the locker, and we knew it was going to be an unbelievable game, and it was played right to that very last second.
This season's obviously Thunder's 25th. So in that sense, what does it mean to you personally to achieve the win, the title win, in such a milestone year?
Oh, you know, it means absolutely everything. I was there in 2001 when we were kind of birthed, I guess, as Northern Thunder. And just to see the growth that's happened in our sport and our club in the last 25 years is immense. Now to be part of a professionalisation journey, it makes me really proud that I've been there for, you know, all of those years. And we were able to go out on Saturday and get that fifth title. I have been a part of every single title that we've won, whether it be a player or as a coach. So, yeah, to be able to do that in 25 years, you know, we've been able to celebrate by wearing our anniversary tops, our legacy T-shirts over the back end of the season, and to get out there and actually do that in Manchester after 25 years as a club, 10 years as me as a head coach. I mean, there was no better ending, really. It certainly fitted the occasion.
So you've been there for every single one of them. There are pictures online as well. So just reflecting back on some of them as well, it just goes to show, doesn't it? Really, really special.
Yeah, and we've had some unbelievable people at our club in these last 25 years. Great memories that we can look back on. And say, and you know, I'm proud to say that I was a part of that. You know, in 2012, that was my last ever game. I retired as captain and as champion, which, you know, again, no better way to end that kind of milestone of my career. And then to kind of be there as my first gig as an assistant coach in 2014, you know, that we never forget that last second, 10-second shot by Helen Housby, do we, like, to get over the line in that game. So, again, milestone for her and the club. 2019, unbelievable to go out there after a roller coaster of a game that it was against Wasps. And the momentum shifts were real in that game. And, you know, again, I think we'd actually lost 5 games during the season in that season. So that showed how competitive that year was. And then 2022 was, again, special for different reasons. We lost a lot of players through injury that year, but we were able to find a way. And that's the key thing for us. We always need to find a way to make things happen. But we went unbeaten right to the end and to manage to lift the trophy. So every single year is special for different reasons. And this year, you know, special for our anniversary, my 10th year in charge, it actually being in Manchester. Yeah, it was definitely one for the memory bank.
And somebody part of the squad this season, Sophie Fawns, I can't not mention her. So what made her the right fit for Thunder this season? And obviously, you must have recognised early on that she's just going to add so much to the side.
I'm a bit of a netball geek, so I do watch all the netball across the world, keep a very close eye on what's happening. Obviously, been watching Soph for the 4 years that she was able to represent Swifts in the SSN from being such a young athlete. And she's 22, and you can't forget how young she is. But she's an exciting athlete. You know, she has got all the ingredients to be a world beater. And for me, I'm like, I want to be part of helping her to understand what that looks like for her and how she can use those tools in the right moments, how she can expend her energy at the right moments, the game smarts. And the game smarts only come with actually playing netball. Like, you know, you have to be playing minutes to be able to develop those game smarts and understanding in the moment. And, you know, while she's been in SSN, she hasn't necessarily been getting a lot of court minutes. So for her to come over and get some real good minutes under her belt, that will ultimately impact her ability to be able to develop those game smarts. That I do believe if she gets those game smarts and can use them consistently, she could be one of the best goal attacks Australia has ever had. And I do believe that. So I'm really hoping that we could be a part of that. She's obviously a great athlete, a great person. Honestly, she's infectious. Her smile's infectious. Her energy is just right where you want it to be. And she brings so much to the club. Her extras on and off the court, you know, she's constantly, I want to go out and do more shooting practice. Can I do some more extras around my footwork and training? And she just wants to keep doing more. And they're the kind of athletes that, you know, want to be the best and are willing to put that extra time in.
What's it been like having Elle back? Not just for her output, input, but obviously that leadership and connection with the group.
Yeah, you can't ever take away experience. You know, Eleanor's been around this club for a long, long time as well. You know, she actually played in that Super League final in 2012, I think, as a 17-year-old or something like that. She came on and she's been a part of every single final we've won as well, as has Laura Malks. So, you know, she's been around the club at those moments where we've had that success, and she's been away in Australia for 3 years. I know her last year was not so easy with her injuries, but the experience that she's got across the international game, across the SSN and across our league, you can't take that experience and just ignore it. You know, for Elle to come back in, you know, we want every single athlete in our squad to be a leader. It doesn't matter whether you're captain or vice captain. Of course, they're critical roles, and our leadership team have done an immense job. But just to have those players that aren't in those leadership roles that are willing to speak up, pull the group together, and have input when it's needed, Ellen is definitely that athlete. And you know, on and off the court, she's really starting to flourish again. She's in a really good space. You know, it's been a hard start to the year. We've done a lot of work to get her where she is physically and mentally, and I'm hoping in the next couple of days, when Commonwealth Games announcement goes out, I'm hoping to see her name there in shining lights, and she can go out there and be on the world stage again.
The Netball Show sponsored Nat last season, obviously a Flyhawk ambassador too, so she's almost been central to Thunder's identity for years. Again, last season specifically, maybe just on and off the court, what she brings.
Nat is a superhuman. You know, she is so, so good. Like, she's obviously got the experience of the titles that she's won both over here and in SSN when she was over there with Swifts. She's just a real, good people person is Nat. You know, she'll do anything she can for those around her. She'll do anything for the team. She'll absolutely leave no stone unturned. And I think that's highlighted, you know, since she gave birth to Miller last year, to get back to where she's got to, and to be able to perform back again at the highest level. And I would hope, you know, we've been a big part of that in terms of helping her get back to her best and really build her up throughout the season, so that when, you know, this back end of the season, she's really deserved those starting positions. And a huge impact in the group and what we were able to achieve.
I wrote an article for the website and called it "Every Team Needs a Nat."
Yeah, they do. And I love Nat on and off the court. She's a great human. She's a great athlete. And yeah, again, another one. I'm hoping to see names up in lights in the next couple of days when the Commonwealth Games announcement goes out. So fingers crossed for her that she can do that and do herself and baby Miller proud.
Are we okay to continue, or do you want a water break like everybody else is doing these days?
I don't need a water break. I'm good.
Hi, this is Lenise, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
I need to mention Malks, Gabs and Phil, just their support for you and the rest of the team throughout the season.
Yeah, you can throw Linny in there as well, my physio. Yeah. You know, she's definitely got a great support unit, but... look, Laura and Malks, same person. Malks and Gabs, I could not ask for better wing women. I think I put something on socials to that effect last night, and they both bring something very different. Malks is so innovative with how she can get the best out of the athletes, and it's not just about tactical, it's technical as well. You know, there's no point in throwing tactical information at players if they're unable to actually physically execute what you're asking them to do. And Malks has a real great way of squeezing that out of the players and developing that technical side. You know, she's been in around Thunder. As I said, she's been part of every single championship as well. So she knows what it means to represent Thunder as a player. And now as a coach, she's a championship winning coach now as well. And I'm super proud of the journey that she's on as a coach. She's very keen to develop, to be a Super League coach one day. And she's definitely putting in the work to be able to do that. And I'm happy that I can be kind of beside her and help her on her journey, because I do think she will get there one day. And with Gabs, her role from day to day within her own job, she very much is analytical, looks at, you know, root causes of things, how we can be better, how things could be changed. We've sat down after quite a few games this season and said, right, what impact has training had this week? Could this have been better? So she's the one that really checks and challenges everything that we do and keeps us on the right road. So without Gabs and Laura, we definitely wouldn't be the team that we are, and I couldn't wish for better people. And the same with Phil and Linny, you know, no stone unturned. They'll literally do anything for this group of girls. And Phil, our own little Jeeves, knows anything and everything there is to know about netball. And Linny's just so passionate, not only about netball. She does get a bit excited about Welsh rugby when they're performing or not, as the case may be more recently. But yeah, two great people to have on the bench as a support network.
I want to mention as well, on the Thunder website, all of the teams are mentioned. So it's obviously not just Super League, but para netball team alongside the mixed team. Nat, when I spoke to her recently, said it was the Hive you refer it to. And just little things like that, really important in that one club environment, really.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and, you know, everyone knows, well, anybody who knows Manchester knows that the worker bee is synonymous to our city. You know, it's an industrial city that people have really had to work hard for everything that they've got. And the worker bee is definitely a great symbol of that. So we all know, like, around that, that there is that Hive mentality of everybody getting stuck in, everybody being a real family and a big effort. So we're super proud of our whole club. You know, the NSL obviously is the pinnacle of what people see out there. But, you know, the work that's been done through Next Gen, through our pathway, through our para netball, through our men's and mix, through our community programmes and our Hives in our community. But honestly, there's no stone unturned, and I'm super proud that I can kind of sit at the helm of that and overlook it and say these people that work for us, that are part of our community, part of our Hive, really do put that worker bee energy in.
What's feedback been like so far in that post about you were looking to get your bee retouched?
Everyone said get it retouched, really, pretty much don't get a new one. So the story behind that, it was a 2022 where everyone committed to getting a tattoo at the end of that 2022 season. So me, Gabs and Tracy went out there and got matching tattoos. I won't tell you where theirs are, but mine's on the back of my foot behind my ankle. And I actually went on holiday 2 weeks later and I put a blister plaster on because my trainers were rubbing and it wasn't quite healed. So when I pulled the blister plaster off, it pulled the ink out as well. So it's been like that since 2022 and I actually quite like it. I think it looks kind of a bit of character in there, a bit funky. But then when we won at the weekend, I'm like, is it time to get that fixed, get it retouched and get that fifth dot on there for our fifth title? So
we've had messages coming through, yeah.
Yeah, everyone's saying get it retouched, get it done. So I've just got to find time now where I'm not going to be on holiday. I'm not going to be putting a plaster on it. So I might have to wait till September to get that done because I have got a few holidays booked in over the next few months. So, yeah.
Important question. Obviously, the signing window's open. I bet you were straight on the phone.
Oh, 8 o'clock on Monday morning. I had calls coming in, contacting agents, lining up meetings for first thing Monday morning. Obviously, calls with athletes, firing out contracts. It was a very, very busy day. But yeah, it's gone well. What are we now? Wednesday morning, and I've got 9 out of my 10 locked in for next season, and hopefully very close to that 10th one as well. So yeah, it's never simple, and it's definitely a hard thing to do when you, especially when you've just won a title, and it could be very easy to keep things the same. Yeah. We've got to look at where we can sprinkle an extra bit of stardust to go one better next year and try and go for the back-to-back. But, yeah, I think we're in a good place. I'm just waiting for that 10th. And then we start looking at how we can announce and, you know, get the buzz around next year, even though this year's only just finished.
How's that process with agents? Are they generally okay, given the fact that you've just won things, or are you maybe finding out that new players want to join you and it's quite a exciting time for them, so they'll be on the phone saying, oh, have you thought about my player? They'd love to come and join you. Is that how things usually are? Or
yeah, I mean, what normally happens is the agents are working pretty much all year round, and whilst during the season you can sign up your own players, I was very tunnel visioned, I guess, on the final, winning that final,
and whilst and then worry about it later on.
Yeah, and because players gossip, right? And there's also a player list that circulates for the last few weeks of the season, and when players are signed, their names come off the list. So, as you can imagine, that causes all kinds of gossip and issues. And I didn't want any of those issues in my group going into a final. I very much wanted my players hyper focused on the task at hand. So we actually did no recruiting before the final because it was important to have that focus. But we did get lists from agents throughout the season of who their athletes are. So you know what athletes are represented, so that, you know, we are still working on a plan A, plan B, a plan C behind the scenes. We're just not communicating that with anybody. Yeah. But then we are very aware of what athletes are represented and when we need to put the calls in, where those calls need to go to. So that was the first thing Monday morning, was getting those calls into those agents and lining up calls. And for any athletes that aren't represented is finding a direct way of communicating with those. But yeah, I've had plenty of emails from athletes from other clubs reaching out to see if there's any room at Thunder. So it's nice to know that players out there do want to come and be a part of our little hive. But yeah, it's always a stressful time of year, but also exciting because you're looking at, okay, what could next year be?
Well, certainly last season, it was just such a good season for you. So Karen, congratulations on winning the title yet again.
Thanks, Andy. Appreciate it.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.